Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. This week's book is Spare Room by Dreda Say Mitchell, published by Bloodhound Books in 2019. Today is all about trauma, house shares, and the fine line between sanity and insanity. The room sounded perfect to Lisa, a beautiful double room to let to a single person. When she turns up to the house in North London, she wants the room immediately and moves in straight away. Her landlords, a married couple, seem a little bit strange, but Lisa ignores her misgivings until she finds a suicide note in the back of the drawer. Her landlord had said to her that she was their first tenant. So who wrote the letter? Lisa herself is not without her own secrets. 4 months earlier, she had an incident, as she calls it, when she was rushed to hospital for a supposed suicide attempt. Her parents are worried sick about her, and even Lisa isn't sure whether she actually meant to end her life or not. She's plagued by nightmares, she sleepwalks, and she's convinced that her parents have been lying to her whole life, but she has no proof. As her landlords get weirder, and for some reason Lisa is determined to stay in the room, a patch of damp through the skylight peels off a corner of the wallpaper to reveal more writing on the walls. The same hand who wrote the suicide note. The man who her landlords claim doesn't exist. Why is everyone lying to Lisa? Or has she finally lost her grip on reality? Spare Room is a gripping psychological thriller. I love this genre, especially by British female writers. The stories are twisted and dark and frightening, but set in a contemporary world and are absolute page-turners. And Spare Room is a prime example of all the things I love about psychological thrillers. Lisa is the ultimate unreliable narrator. Or is she? She's troubled with mental health issues and crippling nightmares, and while her parents are desperate to help her, she still feels that they're holding something back from her. Something happened to her on her 5th birthday. Lisa is sure of it, but no one will explain, and instead they send her to doctors and hospitals and pump her full of medications. Although in her determination to find the truth about her past and the previous tenant, Lisa does push herself to the limits of her own sanity. Now, I know that accommodation is hard to come by in London, but early on in this book, I was questioning why she wanted to stay in such an obviously creepy house. I would have packed my bags after the first night. Spare Room twists and turns in ways that I didn't see coming. There were definitely a few moments where I stopped short and went, wait, what? The author plays with the reader, messing with the conclusions that I'd already jumped to, and this makes it all the more fun to read. I just wouldn't recommend reading this book if you're currently looking for a new place to live. So if you like creepy houses, strange landlords, hidden letters, secrets, lies, and reluctant ex-boyfriends, I recommend Spare Room by Dreda Say Mitchell. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.